Turn with me to 1 Peter 1. I'm telling you, our minds have got to get in a place where we're ready to work. I've been in the office before, and everybody comes in on Monday morning, you see, and they're like, oh, man, it's the Mondays. How was your weekend? Woo! Did so much. I'm tired. It's Monday. Give me some coffee and get out of my face. I work with a few like that, so when I see them coming, I sort of just step over a little bit. Just let them get to the coffee, let them get their fix, and move on. It's like, you know, I just start looking down and I'm going to go over here. Your attitudes are controlled by your mind. What you will move past or hold on to is in your mind. What you think about, and what troubles you, and what tempts you is inside of your mind. So there is a direct link with being powerful in the spiritual things, in how well that we control what we think inside of our mind. It's everything. God wanted us to think clearly. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." There is a power and a strength for you in this season. Somebody say, I've got it. There is strength for you through your manifold temptation. Tempted to anger, tempted to our lust, tempted to be depressed. You have the strength to endure through manifold temptations. And you know what? I'm happy about that. If I didn't have the strength to do it, I don't know where I'd be right now. My thoughts would have taken me elsewhere. My decisions would have caused me to die by now. But God, having saw that there was a need for our lives to be delivered, sent Jesus Christ so that we could have a new salvation, a brand new hope, and a brand new mind. And through that deliverance and through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we obtain power and dominion through faith to overcome everything that we face. So there is something to be said about walking tall in the Spirit. You'll find yourself not thinking too much about your problems. And I know some of you are thinking, man, you're crazy. How can you tell me not to think about my problems when that's all that I'm going through right now? I came for you. I want to remind you that there is a peace in the Spirit as you pray and seek God for it. James was trying to put together a message that would get people to realize that there's nothing too hard for God. But instead, he began to speak to the weakness of man. All the times that we've tried to come up with reasons to justify giving in to temptations. All the times that we've tried to just accept a situation and not battle through it. And James basically was saying, you know what? When it comes to our problems, we're without excuse because we have a way through. And if we really believed in our mind and our heart, then we have a way through. Then we wouldn't think defeated. And we wouldn't think that there's no hope. And we wouldn't give up on our children. And we would keep on fighting for that which we know shall come to pass. I'm here to tell some people through a prophetic word that you've got to keep fighting, not only in prayer, but to keep your mind in order so that what you are obeying in will come to pass. You read in that first scripture we read, it said to revenge all disobedience once obedience has been fulfilled. What does that mean? As we grow in God and we follow him with our life and we step out to do what he's called us to do, you will begin to take action against the prior nature of what caused you to be disobedient. So the same guy that I used to be that would be troubled in heart and just give up and just let somebody preach and let somebody do and let somebody take and just to give up on life. That same guy, as I step out now, I'm taking revenge on what the devil has already tried to take from me. Because as long as I'm still living, there's still hope. And though I may have lost it, that battle back then, the war is still not over. My life is still not over. I'm still moving forward. And I don't know about you, when tomorrow comes, there's going to be a battle inside of this mind. And I give you the advice from the depths of the Spirit within me. If you will fight for your mind, you will be able to guard your heart. And as you guard your heart, there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. That was not assuming that you were standing around and lollygagging and just not expecting an attack, but it was being ready when the enemy would come to tempt you. When the enemy tries to come and attack you, if you are prepared in your spirit, it is of none effect. They can scream as loud as they want. They can cuss you as much as they want. They can even try to hit you if they want to. They can scorn you. They can put your name all over the internet. They can try to ruin your life. But there is nothing that they do. There is nothing that anybody can say, nothing anybody that can ever try to destroy what God is building up. There was a dead man in a cave one day, and they said, Jesus, you're already too late. You cannot repair what has already been destroyed. And he waited and waited and went upon this body, and he spoke to it, not only through his heart, but through his mind. He was a man just like we were, and he had the same doubts I'm sure he had to fight through. But he had a spirit within him. They caused him to walk up to a cave and called out a man that was already dead. There is something to be said about fighting spiritually, because you fight a power of resurrection within you. Every day there's a fight. Every day there will be something that you go through. It'll take different appearances. It'll be in different people. But don't you dare hold it against one person. Even Stephen came to the realization that it wasn't in anything anybody did. Stephen, being sort of pushed out of where he was at in his obedience, was being attacked and even being stoned, yet still had the heart within him to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And I connect with that. Because as a minister and just as a human being, we never will get to compassion if we don't learn to quit thinking negatively. You'll drive right by them on the side of the road. They'll try calling your phone, you won't answer. They'll try to reach to you, but if your mind's consumed, you will not see the need as God would show you the need. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 if you have your Bible. We'll read at verse 2, and it says, For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And in my speech, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I have to instruct you, as God has led me, as I prayed today, to tell you that just because somebody tells you something and it feels good and like the right advice, that that's the right thing to do. He was talking about that he didn't dwell in the advice and opinions and what men had taught in tradition, but he banked on the great things of the anointing. So you can go and study all that you want to, and it's good to study. But if you ever want to preach, if you want to lay on of hands and see something moved, if you want to walk in the demonstration and power of God, you can't do it through yourself. We can't do it through our own deeds. Can't do it through how good that we've been. It has nothing to do with that. And some people may be saying, well, I'm doing all the right things before God. I should have power. Well, it's far greater than just living right. There is a yielding. Somebody say yielding. There is a giving up of self unto the Spirit when you begin to feel it move. So let's just go through it. I'm going to teach a little while. So we begin to worship, and we begin to open up in song, and then all of a sudden there is a peace that falls on the church. The reason that one of the first feelings that happens in a service is peace is because it's trying to bring what? Our minds in order. So as we begin to worship and our minds begin to submit to the peace of the Spirit that comes down in the place, then our hearts begin to be stirred up by what we feel through worship. All of a sudden, that worship begins to produce humbleness. And as humbleness enters into our heart, we then have the ability to give in, to surrender, or to yield unto the anointing of God. So some of you might be waiting on something to cause you to praise Him. But when you get in a service, you've got to bring your mind to order. It's step one. We will not take another step if our minds are troubled. We can't move forward that way. Light and darkness will have no fellowship. So when you dwell in the troubles of life without the faith to believe in God, we cannot move forward, but we get stuck in the middle of a temporary thing. It's just for a season. So don't come in service after service thinking this thing's going to take my life over and it's going to be forever. It's temporary. As you yield unto the anointing, then you begin to do what God has called you to do. If you are a singer and you feel that spirit, that hush of the peace hit you, yield your mind and yield everything. You might not think that it's going to sound as good when you yield like that, but I'm telling you, it sounds better when you yield unto the Spirit. There is performance and there is demonstration. The difference between the two is that demonstration has real substance and confidence within it. So when people are demonstrating, they are yielding. It's a simple thing. We make it so tough. If anybody wants to receive the Holy Ghost, all you've got to do is yield. Say yield. All you have to do is yield. So many of us have been in that place where we feel the peace of God and we feel our mind all of a sudden be clear. And then that's when, as our hearts begin to feel the joy of God through worship, that we enter into a place where we yield unto the Spirit of God. God will show you to people. He'll show you to go hug their neck. He'll show you just to go shake their hand. He'll show you to go give them a high five. Whatever it is that person needs to be blessed, he will show you how to encourage them. There is a time for everyone in a service. How we hinder it is how early we want to go home. We make all the time in the world and sit up till 11:30, 12 o'clock watching Sports Center trying to get the skinny on the balls this year. I'm here to tell you, here's a newsflash. They're going to win and they're going to lose. You're welcome. You're welcome. Some of us may watch the news, but I can guarantee you that it's either going to rain or it's going to be sunny. The way that I tell the weather is I go open the door and look outside. Well, gee, I think it's going to rain. Don't worry about always having to just to get places and to rush through life. Don't just go through the motions. Don't just be a performer. Don't just be a performing minister. Don't just speak, but demonstrate through yielding to the Spirit of God. People will be drawn, not by how well you perform, not how well you can speak or sing, but they are drawn by the signs and wonders that follow those that yield completely into the Spirit. For we do not walk in war in the flesh, church, but our fight is spiritual. If you are saved, redeemed, and delivered in this place, I pray that this change your life. It's not all in the person that's fighting you, but it is a spiritual warfare. Receive this teaching tonight. It is a powerful teaching. Receive that the battles that you fight is not just how you can go and get even, how you can sue that company because they wronged you. Just because you're entitled to something through justice doesn't mean it's necessarily yours to have. Samson began to shake himself to go out and fight even greater number than he had fought prior, was not able to do it. But let me tell you, he was in a place, even after he was taken captive, Derek, even after they had poked out his eyes and bound him up and was just forcing him to do labor for their own entertainment, that he finally realized, God, if I think upon you and believe, I know that I have enough strength to destroy what is holding me captive. Some of you might have to say it like Samson, God, just one more time. Give me the strength to get past this. Lord, help me today to move forward. If you can get your mind in order, you will come in here ready to worship. If our minds are made ready through the building up, through prayer daily, the reading of His Word, and the edifying of the brothers and sisters around you. Let me tell you, if you will dedicate your time blessing others, you won't spend as much time trying to find fault in people. If you're given what God has blessed you with to give, then you're not complaining about what you don't have. Everything that God gives me, I've realized, car, money, anything, it is all to be yielded unto His presence. So nothing that I have is good enough to win any fight I have. So why hold something that I think is going to keep me? There are men and women out there that are fighting so hard for success. They're running all over each other trying to make it to the top. Utterly miserable, have no spiritual life within them and trying to succeed, but do not know what they need to succeed. So you can have your house in order. You can have the right cars. You can have a great mortgage and a great interest rate on the mortgage. And you can have a great person that you're going to invest your life with. You can have everything. But if your mind is still not fixed to where God can use you and cause you to do the great things that He's put in you, then there's still an unrest in here. You may not ever tell me about how you feel inside when nobody's looking, but there is an unrest that we feel when we do not yield our members. To know the truth and to not do it is the way of transgression. And that way, the Bible says, is difficult. So when we know that God has called us and we feel His presence and do not yield to His presence, the life that we live out there is a suffering life. We're unhappy. We're unsatisfied. No amount of money you could make could ever fulfill what God could have fulfilled had you just yielded that one time that God was moving on you. So I encourage you tonight to continue to fight for your life. Don't give up on what you're seeking God for. Don't let go of how God's moving. The promises of God are yes and yes. They are for you, and they are to build you up. They are to give you strength, and most of all, they are to give you power. You mean to tell me, brother, that I can have the same power that they had to cast out devils and demons? You mean to tell me that I can have the same power that could even cause me to be able to deliver others around me? You mean to tell me that I can have power to go to church and to be able to help and lay hands on people and see them healed? I'm here to tell you that all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens us. There's nothing that we cannot accomplish if we set our minds in order. Children of Israel had a 3 days journey that took them 40 years because their minds weren't in order. Have you ever been on a road trip and refused to turn around even though you knew that you were lost? GPS said turn left 15 times and you're like, I know where I'm going. I don't need this thing to tell me how to get there. Somebody sitting in the car with you trying to gently sort of nudge you, and you know, I think we were supposed to turn back there. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know this way. Don't tell me I know where I'm going. Same way that men will sort of try to assemble something without reading the instructions to know how to do it. We'll try to put it together, and then all of a sudden one leg doesn't look right, and we're like, you know, I think that might be on upside down. And women, you're not exempt. You could be looking at a recipe and you say, oh, I don't need the recipe. I've got this. And all of a sudden your cake begins to bloat up over here and sinks down over there. And you're like, I wonder what I forgot. That's weird. I'm not saying men don't cook and that women don't assemble things. It's just humor. You know, we've broke the glass ceiling. Everybody can do everything. We're not going there. My point is we have to be willing to listen to what God's speaking to us. When we do that, we gain victory over everything else that we're going through. So don't just dwell on who's right when you're fighting with somebody. Man, it is so not about who's right. I mean, me and Angela in our relationship, we've just now figured out that it's not about who's right. And that when the other one realizes the other one's sort of acting out of character, they approach it with love. Anything that you ever do in God's love, a perfect love will cast out every fear. It'll cause an argument that was meant to go on for hours and hours that the devil would just love to laugh at you, saying the silliest things that you didn't even mean, but you're just trying to prove who's most right. Lord, if we could get past some of that, we would come in and be happy with each other. We wouldn't need somebody to mediate, and we'd be able to settle something on our own and be like, devil, get behind us. We're happy. We're one. When one is weak, the other is made strong. It's a union. We are a union through Christ. So tonight, remember, I'm saying it, and I always take my time because I want you to think about it. I don't preach to get you shouting. I preach to get you thinking, to get your mind to begin to get the wheels turning in your personal life so that you begin to win the things that you have lost for in the past, so that when you begin to obey God, you begin to revenge what you've lost. And you start caring about the things that you used to let pass you by. And it's not like that we intend to ever get in that place. It's not like we ever intend to not pray for somebody. It's not like that within ourselves we ever get to a place where we say, I'm just too tired to do it. But our minds get so scattered that it causes our heart to not yield to God. And we'll cut things out and we'll push things away that God was wanting us to receive. And there's a lot of people, a lot of Christians that could have a more fulfilling life through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But our minds have been taught through unsound doctrine that have tried to cause people to think there is no fulfilling life spiritually. And I'm here to tell you that there is a fulfilling life in the Spirit of God. If you will yield to God completely, all the battles you're going through will become precious to you. How is it precious? Because you begin to realize the pattern that God uses to grow us as human beings. So now I'm not resentful for what I go through, but I'm thankful. Some of you might think that sounds crazy, but one day when you've walked in the pathways that I've walked in, been in my shoes for a while, and went through some tough valleys on your own, you'll rejoice concerning a tribulation because you'll know that you're on to something good. If you are in a present conflict, chances are you're about to come through a breakthrough. If you are having turmoil in your house, chances are that the devil is trying to push with all his might. But don't give up. Love them anyway. Don't let what they say to you change your thought pattern of what God is able to do. Do you believe that? Do you receive that tonight? It's time to get your mind in order. And it's not anything to be embarrassed about, but it's taking a step out in confidence to say, you know what? It's time for change and I'm ready for it. There is nothing to be ashamed about. Like I said the other night when I was preaching, the only fight that I've ever found that people were defeated in through God was a fight that they weren't willing to fight. If you choose to fight for your life, God said that he was closer to us than a brother. He's nigh to our troubles and all our problems. So my question to you is, are you tired of having your mind beat up all the time? If that's you tonight, this altar is open. Just come, and as we instructed, I can't do this for you. You must yield your mind and surrender everything you're going through. And when you yield into the Spirit of God, you will experience something you never thought you could.